'cause we've got
I think I like that song too much. I want to listen to it more.
It's cheering you up?
Yeah, it is. I like that.
Getting you ready for the big weekend.
We'll give you details on who that was and what it was, but just know if we have enough time, can we play more of it on the way out? Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Go ahead. Not that I'm going to rush you along.
No.
God knows I'm not rushing you.
Because I have so much that's fascinating to talk about.
Where would you like to begin, sir? John Stone is here. He's our cultural correspondent. He joins us each and every Thursday. Good morning. Nice to see you.
Nice to be here. Well, why not start with Jason Statham stabbing a shark in the eye?
Oh, there you go. You got me.
It's called The Meg. It's about a giant prehistoric shark.
Does Meg stand for something, or is Meg a name of the shark?
Megadalon or Megadus,
oh, okay.
Megadus,
right.
Something, I don't know.
Okay.
They say it like twice, but you know they got to get on to other things. it's about, you know, science going where they're not supposed to go, and they go under the ocean. There's an ocean under the ocean. Isn't that that's a David Byrne line, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an ocean under the ocean, and they let this prehistoric shark out, and necessarily it wants to go eat people.
Okay.
And that's the movie. It's interesting because it's a big Chinese-American co-production, and what I found fascinating is the way that what apparently are Chinese mores affected the tone of the film, because this is literally the cleanest movie I have seen in years. And clean, I mean, it could have been rated G.
Really?
It's like the perfect kids movie. I mean,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's blood and they eat, the shark eats things, but there isn't even a fart joke. I mean, it was just, I mean, there was nothing scatological. There was no.
Those are coming up in the congressional corner on this show, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, there were no double entendres implanted for the adults. I mean, there was nothing. It was just a nice, clean movie. And if this is what's going to happen when the Chinese take over the world, I actually could live with that.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right, so that's that.
And that's then, that.
And I actually didn't. I intended to see this movie on Saturday, but I got to the mall and I saw that 2001 was A Space Odyssey was playing in IMAX, and I thought, what if on the way home today a piano drops on my head, and I and the afterlife isn't the abyss that I'm hoping for, but I'm actually called to account for what I've done. And it gets to the end of the long list of things I've done, and it says,
"Well, you really thought about this."
Yeah, it
you?
Says, "So you could have seen 2001, and yet you saw The Meg." So I thought, "Well,
seems like a bad way to go out."
Exactly. So I went and saw it, and it was magnificent
in IMAX.
In IMAX,
I had many friends who were putting on social media pictures of them in their seats and of the marquee and of even scenes of just it was a mind blowing experience.
I have to say that the moment when they throw the bone up in the air and it becomes the spaceship, and the blue Danube kicks in, and there's that wonderful painting of the Earth and that wonderful little model. And it's as magnificent as anything in CGI, and it was worth the $20.20.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. And that's the kicker.
Yeah.
All right. So it's Labor Day weekend, but there are still things going on.
Was the Meg cheaper?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it should be.
It should be. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. A shark poked in the eye.
Exactly. Tonight at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs at 7 o'clock, Don Flemons.
Oh, we were playing the music there.
Exactly. Yeah. Carolina Chocolate Drops. It's the Black Cowboy Tour. He's got his banjo. He's gonna be playing his thing. Tomorrow night at the GE Theater at Proctor's in Schenectady. That it came from Schenectady where they show the old movies. I think they're celebrating their anniversary or something, but they're showing Mean Girls. Back when Lindsay Lohan had a career. Apparently they're encouraging you to come in costume, which seems odd, but
okay.
Do it. That's at 7 o'clock Friday. Friday night at The Egg, 7:30 p.m. here in Albany. A couple of fiddlers, Natalie McMaster and Donald Leahy, are presenting Visions from Cape Breton and Beyond. So it's an evening of fiddle music. Saturday night at 8 o'clock, it's Corey Henry and the Funk Apostles. That's at Massamoca. Depending on the weather, it's either going to be outdoors in Courtyard C or it's going to be inside in the Hunter Center.
Okay.
And then Sunday, I heard your interview with Mr. Martin and Mr. Short.
Mr. Martin, Mr. Short.
Steve Martin and Martin Short. An evening you will forget for the rest of your life at 2:30 in the afternoon at Tanglewood. My favorite part was Martin Short didn't know that it was in the afternoon.
Yeah, I don't think either of them knew it was in the afternoon. They just seemed like, oh. And because it is an evening, you will never forget,
right.
And it's in the afternoon, which I thought was part of the joke. And then, yeah, they just didn't know.
They're like, oh, the afternoon?
Yeah.
So we got to do our run through at 10?
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. Did you see the Netflix special?
No, I did not.
Oh, the Netflix special, which they say is, you know, maybe half of the show.
Right.
It's delightful. It's really delightful because they each have their moments to shine. They each do their things. They set each other, even though they're just busting on each other the whole time,
right.
They set each other up beautifully. And they're both very talented comedians, and together it's very fun.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, good stuff.
The Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock in Woodstock at the Maverick Concert Hall. The Maverick Concert Series wraps up for this summer with Trio Solisti. They're going to be playing Haydn, Dvorak, and Chausson. Sunday night at the Funny Bone Comedy Club in Gilderland at the Mall. Michelle Wolf. There are still tickets available for the 9:45 show. The first show is sold out.
I like her.
It should be fun. She has lots to talk about.
I like her, and they canceled her show on Netflix.
I don't understand that. I thought Netflix didn't cancel anything.
Well, you know, it's a weird thing with Netflix because it's basically not a live show, but it goes right out. And then, you know, so it's the shelf life on it isn't normal what it would normally be.
Yeah, they want something.
Yeah, that's going to stay around for a while.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's a shame, but it's because I liked it. I thought it was a good show.
Yeah. Netflix is weird. I mean, they don't have ratings, so they can pretend that something is as popular as they want you to think it is.
There you go. How many people are? But they know. I mean, they have firm numbers.
They're not telling anyone.
That's true.
Yes. All right. And the intro music is an electropop indie rock duo, Chapel. They're going to be at the Hollow Bar and Kitchen in Albany on Tuesday at 8 o'clock. And it's the end of summer. Now,
oh.
Now here's you know, these movies that are being dropped into theaters. I was thinking, I wonder if they're going to keep 2001 around for another week, because there really isn't anything, you know, to be in IMAX that's logical. No, they're cycling through the entire Marvel universe.
Oh,
in IMAX. So if you want to go see Iron Man today at 1 o'clock, followed by I think Iron Man 2, and then Thor, and then tomorrow is, who cares.
Yeah,
they're in order.
That's what
if you want to spend $20 to see to cycle your way through it, you could spend a couple $100 and that's your Labor Day.
But there are a couple new things.
Yes, there's Juliet Naked, which is based on the Nick Hornby novel.
Yep,
it stars Ethan Hawke as a washed up rocker, and it sounds pretty interesting because it sounds sour and middle agey and strange. So I'm actually looking forward to that one. Then there's The Bookshop with Emily Mortimer, who opens a bookshop in, I believe it's 1950s Britain, in a town where they don't really want a bookshop. And Patricia Clarkson is sort of her rich nemesis. And
seems like a book or a movie I would just...
And Bill Nighy is in it, and it's getting
great
reviews.
Oh, I would see that in a second.
Yes, so okay. This sounds like fun. And then there's this science fiction thriller called Kin. I saw the trailer. I couldn't tell you what it's about.
All right.
And Searching, which is a sort of mystery thriller with John Cho. His daughter shows up missing, and he searches for her going through her internet history. So it's sort of tech thriller
stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a great summer of stuff. Next week we'll start in and go into the fall season.
Exactly.
And see what's going on. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. Sean, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.